Timeless, Chapter 12, Part 3.
You wouldn't kill us! We're your subjects! You're merciful!
The nearest pony stuttered, the hateful gaze of the Solar Princess now locking with his.
Mercy? You tried to kill Twilight!
Celestia whispered, her horn igniting as a solar flare surged from her body, swirling around her flame like a living animal. The directed inferno then charged, blasting through the shielded street as the stars above were blotted out for a moment. Funneled like water through a canal, the inferno burned away flesh, metal, and bone, leaving not even a speck of ash on the glowing glass that had once been cobblestones. However, three ponies still stood, legs quivering as a golden shield surrounded their frames. Fire still wreathing her body, Celestia stood over the terrified ponies, letting out a snort that sent flames scorching across the barrier.
You!
She growled, removing the protective shield.
You three will go to the Badlands, every tavern, every black market, and deliver this message. I want every hired blade to know what happened here. I will find the ones who trained you in time, rest assured. But I want every creature in every slimy hole to know what I will do if I find them assisting these Wendigos. Do I make myself clear?
The three nodded, staring at Celestia as she encased them in a teleportation matrix, sending them hurtling towards the southern border. Taking a deep breath, the ruler let the flames bleed from her frame, her magic removing the ash and reforming the warped streets, cobblestones taking place of a pure glass road. The golden shields were then removed. Any curious inhabitants that then looked outside would simply see their ruler calmly trotting down the streets towards the train station, the only remnants of the encounter having been a strange hum outside of their homes. Luna's sides heaved, her sword dripping with blood as she surveyed the surviving ponies. No more than five remained, herself and the Lunar Knights sparing no quarter, as the misty-eyed group had attacked with reckless abandon. They knew that there was nothing else to lose, and they had been correct.
Princess!
Silty Stone called out, the capable Thestral's armor stained with blood, walking with a slight limp.
We have an issue at the train station, it's the commander!
Luna galloped towards the platform, and her eyes widened in horror. Twilight Shield was no longer active, but the Alicorn was encased in a familiar rotating circle of tanned shields. Standing next to her and in front of dozens of mutilated bodies, the shadowy figure of Shifting stood, red eyes looking over the gory scene.
Oh no...
Luna whispered, sliding the bodies aside with her magic. Standing in front of Shifting, Luna peered into the eyes curiously, trying to keep her rising emotions in check.
What's wrong with him?
Silty asked.
He used one of the last resort spells.
Luna explained, seeing Twilight's limbs shiver slightly, the mare beginning to go into shock.
Lunar Knights are only taught to use these spells if all their means have failed. This spell specifically can prevent a mortal wound from taking hold and utilizes negative emotion to power through any obstacle. Shifting has 1,000 years of such things, so I am not surprised that this was the result.
Luna then paused, and her ears flattened.
However, there is no guarantee that the pony afflicted will be broken from the spell. They may fade into nothingness if they cannot be snapped out of the trance. That is why this spell is rarely used.
Protect Princess Twilight.
The shadowy figure rumbled, the shield spell around Twilight glowing briefly.
And you did, my noble knight!
Luna remarked, and her heart lifted on seeing the red eyes focus on her, if but for a moment.
The battle is over, at least for now, Commander. Return to us, that is an order from the Princess of the Night!
We cannot.
Luna blinked, staring at the pony in surprise.
Why not?
We are wounded, perhaps mortally so.
Shifting rumbled, prompting Luna to catch her breath.
I will not let you die!
You cannot promise that.
Yet I will!
Luna shouted, taking a few deep breaths. Reaching a hoof over, she rested it against the shadow pony's cheek, dropping her voice to barely a whisper.
Shifting, please come back to me. If you must leave this world, don't go like this.
Spreading from where her hoof touched, solid fur and armor began to return, the shadow flesh fleeing.
Perhaps.
Shifting mused, the shadows continuing to bleed from his frame, until the battered knight was standing in front of the princess. The wound on his side now dripped with blood, and the head of the spear still lodged halfway into his armor. Luna caught Shifting as he teetered on his hooves, the tanned shields around Twilight vanishing. The final words whispered from Shifting's mouth had Luna's eyes widen, the Alicorn gently placing Shifting against the concrete.
What did he say?
Silty muttered, Shifting's horn glowing briefly.
Is he still breathing?
Twilight whispered, Luna standing over Shifting's prone form.
He has activated the spell but lacks the clarity to see it through. Stand back!
Luna whispered, voice then rising to a sharp command, her horn igniting. A pool of moonlight centered around Shifting, the cobblestones cracking underneath Luna's hooves. The light on Shifting grew, increasing to an intensity that was painful to look at. Luna whispered a spell, magic swirling around her frame as the Alicorn spread her wings, floating off of the ground slightly. Energy poured into Shifting's body, white fingers of energy diving into the wound and making the spearhead fly out with a fair amount of force. The stallion's armor groaned under the strain, its own magic being drained by the spell. And then it was completed, Shifting lying on the concrete as the sides rose and fell evenly.
You're not leaving us yet, Shifting.
Luna whispered, reaching down to nuzzle her cult friend's head with her own, swiping a few tears from her eyes.
What is that spell?
Twilight asked, limbs still shivering as she sought to ignore the gory scene around them.
The Heart of the Moon, an ancient and powerful spell I've only seen performed a few times. It is yet another one of the many last resort incantations my ancient knights knew.
Luna relayed, calmly continuing to clear away the bodies, at least off to the side so they were out of Twilight's immediate sight. She then returned to gently rest a hoof against Shifting's shoulder.
It uses the owner's own life force to heal the wounds. A young pony could survive a mortal wound, but would be twice again aged. I've never helped cast it on some pony else, however, not in this manner.
Twilight's ears flattened, looking to Shifting briefly.
So now he'll die earlier?
To their surprise, Shifting chuckled, wincing as he slowly stood up.
Oh, come now. You're a smart one, princess. What is infinity minus 50?
He grunted, letting out a hiss as Luna wrapped him up in a hug.
Either Luna, breathing!
He gasped.
Sorry, we... I'm just glad that you're back with us.
Luna admitted, then looking over to see Twilight's stunned expression.
Wait, so...
Shifting removed his battered armor, looking at a side where no evidence of the wound was visible.
I'm ageless, Twilight. Foe ascended, if it were. I just lost 20 years of my never-ending life. Again, you can subtract as much as you want from infinity. That said...
The stallion winced, taking a deep breath as the various other wounds across his body began to ache.
That was a one-time use, from what I've understood. I've never had to use that spell, but looked into it a plenty. If I'm right, Luna, there will be incredible resistance if I or you try to cast it again. Give that a shot.
Luna's horn lit up, the beginnings of the spell waving over to Shifting, and promptly rebounding to explode like a firework above their head.
I thought so, but I'm just happy it worked.
Shifting staggered forward to rest his forehead against Luna's, an exhausted but happy smile on his features.
I'm glad you brought me back.
Twilight!
A different voice called, a familiar alabaster figure trotting closer. The younger Alicorn was promptly wrapped up in a hug, Celestia holding Twilight close as she began to sob.
Shh, let's get you out of here.
Nodding to her sister, Luna's eyes softened at seeing Celestia smile slightly, teleporting Twilight and herself to the distant Ponyville Castle. Still leaning against Luna, Shifting let out a breath at seeing the blood-soaked battleground in front of them.
Not exactly the best date location by far.
Shifting mused, then weakly waving to Silty Stone.
You all, you performed fantastically.
He remarked, nodding slowly.
I'll expect a full report in the next few days after I stop seeing double.
I'll make sure that me and my twin have matching reports, sir. Get well.
Silty replied, then trotting off as Celestia's legionaries came upon the scene taking over the cleanup.
Let's get you to the doctor, Shifting.
Luna whispered, starting to power up a spell.
And are you sure that there are no side effects from the healing spell? I don't-
Luna.
Shifting whispered, reaching up to give her a tender kiss on the lips.
When I said I researched it, I meant that I understood how that spell works in every way, shape, and form. I'm not going anywhere now or in 1,000 years. Of that, I promise you. The only thing that spell did was heal my wound, and I think your infusion of magic erased that already remote possibility of a toll on my age.
The stallion leaned on her shoulder, the larger Alicorn wrapping a wing around her cold friend protectively.
So, thank you, Luna.
Don't you dare thank me, not after all you've done.
Then you're welcome.
Luna let out a snort, a slight smile twitching at her mouth as the pair vanished from the train platform. The guards continue to work, only a few ponies noticing the gory details as the remnants of the battle were scrubbed away before the majority of the city could get a close look. Imagine waking up to that. You're prepared to go to school or work, and then you just see a corpse. Or multiple of them. That's disturbing. Anyways, let's get on to our very brave donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, J-Tin Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Alson Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Lare, Will Chris, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneSlife9852, Madman Stan, Lizzie Prickett, Drake Love Dragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hadzaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.